If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I think it moved.
It moved.
Oh, it hits different on week 18 NFL Sunday. This will be the it move to end all it moves. Nick Kostos. Here with you, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM. All right, we got a lot going on. Some teams incentivized to win, others not. Some are sitting star players, others will be, and we don't know when. I'll try and make sense of it so you don't have to, our listeners and viewers. And let's start with the NFC South Championship game in Atlanta, where neither team actually playing will win the NFC South, but the winner of the game will determine who wins the dumbest division of all time, the 2025 National Football Conference South. And that is the Falcons hosting the New Orleans Saints. And as it stands right now, the Falcons are out to a 4-point home favorite, the total holding steady at 43.5. And we have seen over the balance of the week this line go up in favor of the Falcons. And that ran in concordance with the news that the Saints would be without star receiver Chris Olave. So New Orleans enters this game on a 4-game win streak, and Tyler Shuck's not going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Teterowa McMillan is, but Tyler Shuck has been fantastic down the stretch, and I don't care that it's against bad competition. Like, you don't be awesome against NFL teams and not at least be somewhat good. I think Tyler Shuck's good, but you obviously want him to have his best wide receiver, Fantasy Football League winner, the great Chris Olave. Olave, with a blood clot in his lung, which sounds really bad, apparently he's going to make a full recovery and is going to be good to go next season for the New Orleans Saints. But without Olave on the road, the Falcons on a 3-game win streak of their own, punctuated by the Monday night upset over the Rams that led us to this point, where if Atlanta wins, the Panthers win the NFC South. And if the Saints win or the game ends in a tie, the Buccaneers will win the NFC South. So Carolina obviously favored to win the division despite the loss yesterday, with Atlanta a 4-point favorite at home. And I'll give you all my bets at the end of the show. I can only bet New Orleans in this game. I can only bet the Saints. This feels like, to me, the classic Atlanta Falcons step on a rake game, where everything is lining up for you not just to beat, but kind of embarrass your biggest rival. And this is one of the best rivalries in the NFL, the Falcons and the Saints, and directly impact who wins the division as a result. Wouldn't it be so Falcon for the Saints to win this game today? don't know if I want to make that bet, Saints to win. But if I had to bet the game, and I haven't yet, Saints plus the 4 or nothing. Moving on to a game that has zeros. That game's got some stakes. This one doesn't. But I think we'll make some money on it. And that is the Cincinnati Bengals hosting the Cleveland Browns. The Bengals, now a 9.5-point home favorite. Total of the game is 46. So the Bengals have gotten absolutely slammed this weekend. This point spread was 7 for much of the week, then 7.5, and now we are all the way out to 9.5. And I agree with this movement towards Cincinnati. I said it on Friday's edition of You Better You Bet, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Westwood One Sports. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. I said I love Cincy as a teaser leg when it went up to 7.5. I laid 7 with Cincinnati. I still think 9.5 is okay to lay with Cincinnati, especially considering we've got the news from this weekend from various NFL insiders that the Browns are going to move on from Kevin Stefanski after the game, like probably tomorrow on Black Monday. That Stefanski will be relieved of his duties as Browns head coach, and obviously the team knows that. And look, like, we can haggle over whether or not the Bengals should bring back Zach Taylor. I absolutely think they should not. But it looks like Zach Taylor's coming back. And much like Stella, Joe Burrow and the Bengals have their groove back coming down the stretch of this season. I think the Bengals win this game by double digits and send Kevin Stefanski to the unemployment line, where he should not be unemployed for long. And I'll say this as a Giants fan, and I said this on WFAN earlier today. If Kevin Stefanski gets fired by the Browns, he needs to be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants. A 2-time Coach of the Year winner. Not his fault that the owner of the team signed Deshaun Watson to a $230 million guaranteed deal. I think Stefanski's a great coach. I would love for him to be the next coach of my favorite team, the New York Football Giants. We move on to the NFC North. And I hope that you, our listeners and viewers, that you know enough now, having listened and watched the show for a long time, to know that when I tell you that the Vikings are a 12.5-point home favorite against the Green Bay Packers, that Jordan Love and other stars will not be playing for Green Bay. I hope I don't need to say that, but I will. Jordan Love and other star players out for the Packers. It won't even be Malik Willis starting a quarterback for Green Bay. No. It'll be Clayton, name that tune, up against Brian Flores. Good luck, Clayton. J.J. McCarthy will start for Minnesota. The time to bet Minnesota was earlier in the week. They have gotten absolutely slammed, and they should. Tune v. Flores is going to be like Mike Tyson versus Peter McNeely once upon a time. Ain't going to go well for Clayton Tune. No more value on the Minnesota Vikings. If you had to bet the game, I guess I'd probably still bet Minnesota. Or the under. I don't know how many points the Packers were scoring in this game. And just last note on Brian Flores. If and when the Vikings win this game, Minnesota's going to finish 9-8. A winning record despite the quarterback play they've gotten this year. What a credit that is to one of the best defensive coordinators of this generation, who should be a head coach again, Brian Flores. Giants and the Cowboys in the Jersey Meadowlands. Dallas is now a 3-point road favorite, total 49.5. So we've seen the Giants take money over the last 24 hours. This was 3.5. Now we are down at 3 minus 110. I hate my favorite team. I hate this game. If you made me bet it, I guess I'd bet the over because it's the Giants' defense and the Cowboys' defense, and both are terrible. Full pass for me on the side of the game. I do have a prop that I will talk about at the end of the show. All right, let's get to the AFC South. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff here on Westwood One Sports. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 13.5-point home favorites against the Tennessee Titans. So Jacksonville has gotten bet out, and the total has gotten... Well, it's actually gotten bet to the under here in the last, like, half hour or so. This was 47.5. Now we are at 46.5. And that is a pretty significant move towards the under in this game. 47 being one of the key numbers when we talk about totals. If the Jaguars win or Houston loses, the Jaguars are AFC South champions. And if the Jaguars win and the Broncos and Patriots lose, which I don't expect to happen, Jacksonville is the number one seed with home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. So the Jags have a ton to play for here in this game. I don't have a bet on this game, side or total. I do think the Jaguars will win. But doesn't this feel like your classic, kind of like Atlanta, right? What we talked about with the Falcons. Your classic setup where the Jags have everything in front of them and step on a rake. And just come out flat and uninspired. I don't want to bet Tennessee, but I'm going to be watching this game with a keen eye. Can Jacksonville go pedal to metal here and put the Titans and Cam Ward, put Tennessee away and show that this is legitimately one of the best teams in the conference? We will all find out over the next couple of hours. Texans and the Colts in Houston. Indy has gotten bet this morning with the news that the Texans have made star wide receiver Nico Collins a healthy scratch. I hope no one's still playing fantasy football so you don't have to take Collins out of your lineups. Week 18 fantasy football is some real sicko, masochistic, depraved stuff. Please don't do it. They want to rest Nico Collins for the playoffs. And with that, the point spread has come down to Houston minus 10. The total is down to 37. Riley Leonard starts for the Indianapolis Colts. This all just feels right to me. Will Houston win by 14? Maybe. Can Riley Leonard keep the game somewhat close? Possible. I do think the Texans will win. I have no opinion on the side or the total of the game. We go to the AFC East. Bills and the Jets in Western New York. This is a game where we are guessing. Buffalo has gotten bet out this morning. The Bills are now a 10-point home favorite against the Jets. The total has gotten bet up a little bit. We are at 38. Something to keep in mind. Like, the Bills cannot win the AFC East. The Patriots have won it. They can only move their seeding around. And remember Josh Allen and the loss last week to the Philadelphia Eagles, like, has to go to the locker room for a foot injury right after the game. Now, this is the final game at Highmark Stadium, the Ralph, Buffalo's current stadium, before they move into their new state-of-the-art facility next season. My guess is Josh Allen plays the first series of the game, or like the first snap, and then comes out and Mitch Trubisky goes in. No one has reported that. Like, I'm not reporting that. I'm guessing that that's what's going to happen. Why would you play Josh Allen the whole game? Like, all you can go from like the 6 to the 7 seed. Like, I don't even understand what it matters if you're the Buffalo Bills. Obviously, you'd like the chance of playing a home game on Championship Sunday if you can, but not at the risk of losing Josh Allen. Without him, you have no chance. So I think you'll probably see Trubisky come in sooner rather than later. And then, like, I still don't want to bet the Jets because Brady Cook is one of the worst quarterbacks we've seen. And I don't even mean that as an insult to him. He's not very good. He's their third stringer. Pass for me entirely, Bills and the Jets. Bears and the Lions in Chicago. We have seen betting action on this game where the Bears out to, wow, then they've gotten slammed here. Chicago now a 4.5-point home favorite. Total in the game is 51. So this was 3.5 earlier this morning. Now we are at 4.5. And perhaps, and we won't know until later this afternoon, perhaps this has something to do with the status of Lions star receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown or left tackle Taylor Decker, both of whom are questionable for today's game. And if they don't play, then obviously you can make the case that the Bears run it up on a very, very injury-ravaged Lions secondary. I actually am interested in Detroit if Amon-Ra St. Brown and Taylor Decker play in the game. If, and it feels like it's an if at this point, if those guys play, I think the Lions can keep this game within shouting distance. And no, the Lions have nothing to play for. They've been eliminated already from the postseason. But this is Dan Campbell in Detroit. Like, come on. You don't think the Lions are trying to win this game today? Now, the Bears do have something to play for. They want to get the 2 seed, right? And they get it with a win. And with that 2 seed, a home date with the Green Bay Packers. Just a wild card weekend could be pretty, pretty juicy next weekend in the NFL. At this number, it is Detroit or pass for me. Earlier in the week, Bears 2.5. I was like, let's bet Chicago. At 4.5, if Amon-Ra St. Brown plays, Lions or nothing for yours truly. Moving on. Broncos and the Chargers in Denver. Denver is a 14-point home favorite again. You shouldn't have to have me tell you that Justin Herbert's not playing in the game to know that. Denver a 2-touchdown favorite. Chargers sitting a bunch of starters, including running back Omarion Hampton. Nothing to play for in this game except for seeding. Honestly, if you're the Chargers, you probably want the 7 seed so you can face New England because the Patriots don't have a good pass rush and the Chargers have no offensive line. If Denver wins, the Broncos have home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. They are very incentivized to win this game. Everything just looks right to me, side and total. I will pass the game. I think the Broncos will win. Do they win by 17 or not? Probably, but I have no interest in betting the game. I do have a prop that I'll give out next segment.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This could be the stupidest game today in Week 18 with the Chiefs and the Raiders in Vegas. So Kansas City, despite being like an undead husk with all the injuries, Chris Olodokun starting at quarterback, is somehow a 4.5-point road favorite at another NFL team. Total is 36.5. And that is because the Raiders are basically tanking. And we saw it last week against the Giants. And there are reports that Pete Carroll will be out of a job, will be dismissed tomorrow as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And he should be a one and done. And then the Raiders can take their quarterback of the future at the top of the draft and hire an offensive coach and go from there. But doesn't this give you vibes here of Texans Colts a couple years ago with Lovie Smith about to get fired and the whole world knew it? And Houston needs to lose and get the number one overall pick. They didn't care. Davis Mills didn't care. Do you think Pete Carroll cares? Either Aiden O'Connell or Kenny Pickett's going to start this game for the Raiders. The Raiders will have the better starting quarterback in this game, and they're a 4.5-point home dog. I think the Raiders are going to cover the spread in this game. Not a big bet, like maybe they're tanking, but Pete Carroll's a try-hard coach. How about this? I would never, ever, ever bet the Kansas City Chiefs. Rams and the Cardinals in Los Angeles. Rams are getting bet out now. We are almost at 14.5 for the Rams hosting Arizona. Total is 47.5. The Rams win and they move up to the 5 seed. They are very incentivized to win. Who would you rather play in the first round if you were the Rams? The Eagles in Philly or the Panthers in Carolina? Give me a break. The Rams are going to go pedal to metal here. They have to try and win this game. Now, it's not the BCS. They don't need style points, but that's why the Rams have gotten bet out. If it goes to 14.5 and you wanted to take a nibble on Arizona, I would certainly understand. Patriots and the Dolphins in Foxborough. New England out to 13.5. They have gotten slammed this morning. The Patriots total is 45.5. They have gotten bet in accordance with the Dolphins announcing that Devon Achane and Jalen Waddle will both not play in today's game. The Patriots can still be the one seed in the AFC with a win and a Broncos loss. So they're going to go all out and try and win. Also, Drake May is trying to win MVP. And if you don't think the Patriots want that to happen, you're nuts. And Mike Vrabel, I would say, is 55% to win Coach of the Year right now. Ben Johnson, 45%. So a lot to still be figured out with the Patriots today in their game against the Dolphins. Will the Patriots win? Yes, against Quinn Ewers at home. Will they win by 14? Maybe. I will pass the game. Eagles and the Commanders in Philadelphia. The Commies have actually gotten bet, and they continue to get bet. We are almost down to Eagles -3. This was 4.5 about an hour ago. 38.5 is the total. The under is getting bet. The Eagles are sitting a lot of their starters, including Jalen Hurts. Tanner McKee will start. And if you remember, last year, Week 18, Tanner McKee lit up the New York Football Giants in a meaningless game. I see no reason why he can't do that again. If this closes Eagles -3, and it looks like we're headed there, I will bet Philadelphia. I will lay the 3 with Tanner McKee and the Eagles. Last one. Sunday Night Football. Ooh, we've got some movement in this game. It looked like we were going to four with the Baltimore Ravens in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Winner of this game wins the AFC North. And if the Steelers lose, maybe it's Aaron Rodgers' last game. No DK Metcalf tonight. Mike Tomlin's future in question. John Harbaugh's future in question. So a lot going on here in the AFC North title game. Game 272 out of 272 in the NFL season tonight on NBC. This looked like it might go to four. We are now looking like we're going to come down to three. The number is 3.5. It is juiced towards the Pittsburgh Steelers. The total is 41.5. And directionally, I agree with this move. I do think the Ravens, what I've been saying this all week, I do think the Ravens are going to win. I do like Baltimore to win the game. Do I think Baltimore wins by 6-7 points? I don't really trust the Ravens to that degree. I think they're going to run it and keep the ball out of harm's way and dare Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers offense to do anything in this game. So I will say, Ravens is a money line parlay piece I like, but at 3.5, I would only consider the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that is it moved for Week 18 in the NFL. Only a one-hour version today of Countdown to Kickoff, which means on the other side, it's all the bets for today. I will finalize the card, sides, totals, and all the games where thy royal prop king has thou royal props. It's all coming up next as we close up shop. Week 18 edition, Countdown to Kickoff, You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports with me, Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.